This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
The Center for Information, now this is not the Center for Disease Confusion, this is the Center for Information and Intervention. Ooh, I like that. It's the DJV program. Jennifer Horn is here, Victoria Keelan, Jay Kirshner, I'm Doug Steffen. The situation in our country, this is sort of observational intelligence. Well, maybe it's not intelligence, but it's observational. Anyway, a couple of things that are going on right now in our country that I don't think both of these things are not getting enough attention as far as I'm concerned. So tell me whether you agree or not, ladies. The first one has to do with the number of members of Congress who are earning a higher than average return on their stock investments. Somehow or other, somebody went to, I think it was the government, the GAO, Government Accounting Office, that looked at, I don't know how does anybody get a hold of somebody else's records like this?
Well, the government should be part of their financial.
They have to filings.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, so these findings suggest that at least a number of congressional members have profited greatly because of their elected position. They have inside knowledge. They know about forthcoming policy changes. They know about economic developments.
They can create policy changes to match what they need. That's what's so disturbing about this, is that they can create laws and not just get the inside tip of the hat. That's what Martha Stewart got put in jail for, right? For much less.
Right.
Someone saying, hey, now would be a good time to sell or buy. This is actually getting those tips or creating your own set of really good circumstances because you're the ones that can legislate everything in the country. It is such a racket.
Right,
and it's Democrats and Republicans. It's not
specific
thing.
Yeah. And this happened to, I remember it was at least two or three high-profile members of Congress in the first, like, in the month of, like, late December and all of January of 2020.
John Yarmuth from Kentucky, he's one of them.
I thought there was some guy from Florida. Yeah, but it was COVID specific. They stocked up on PPE stocks and like all kinds of stuff because they knew a global pandemic was coming. They knew a month before the rest of us.
Yarmuth, who is a Democrat from Kentucky, bought lots of cannabis stocks. Mitch McConnell is from Kentucky, right?
Yeah.
His son is the largest operator of any hemp grow anywhere in the country. And that's why it became part of the hemp sort of legalization process. Got a big shot in the arm or a shot somewhere else because the 2018 Farm Bill, shepherded through by his father, had all kinds of incentives for hemp. So here's this Yarmuth who buys cannabis stocks and then promotes bills favorable to the cannabis industry. Let's see here. Tom Price, who was the Secretary of Health and Human Services under Trump, traded health care stocks, including a discounted purchase through a special offer from a drug company in Australia. God.
Wow. And the thing that stinks is that it's legal. What they're doing is legal.
Yeah.
It just feels like it shouldn't be because it feels awful. It feels disgusting. Yeah, and so, but there's a Republican who's now created legislation. I'm forgetting his name. He's somewhere from the middle of the country. But he's created this legislation that cracks down on members of Congress being able to use their family members. Because like you're talking about, the congressman's son, Nancy Pelosi's husband.
Yeah. They put everything in the spouse's name.
We don't
talk about financial things. Oh, please.
You're not Trump didn't talk to his kids about his businesses either. It's like, come on.
And it's the same argument with Joe Biden and Hunter Biden. Like, you never talk to Hunter Biden about your business dealings? Give me a break. Like, are you a terrible dad? Then are you lying? Because everybody is talking about it, right?
$360 million, according to this overview.
The point is that no one's signing on to this bill, Doug. So this one lone guy is out there with, like, two other people around him.
I can't remember.
And he's asking for, like, he was asking Kevin McCarthy to sign on. Kevin McCarthy wouldn't sign on.
Well, this is a cash cow for
all
of them.
All right, here, wait a minute. Senators John Ossoff, Mark Kelly, Jeff Merkley, and Abigail Spanberger, all Democrats. Senator Josh Hawley and Representative Chip Roy are Republicans. They're the ones who are pushing the bill through Congress.
I thought there was one bipartisan bill. Maybe it's that one. Is that one
it
bill
is.
Together?
This it's is one the one, bill. But it's only got like eight people that have signed on.
Right, those are the eight. I just gave you the eight.
And those are the senators, because they've also, the guy I'm talking about that started it is a congressman. He's a, gosh, she's a Republican congressman from somewhere in the middle, like Kentucky or, I don't know, somewhere like that. But, and then he's got the senators now signing on to it, some Democrats, some Republicans, but you
I think
want
that's
the leadership
Chip
to
Roy
do it.
Is the one you're talking
yeah.
about.
Yeah, and the leadership will not do it. Leadership
no,
won't sign on. Pelosi,
they're
McCarthy,
so corrupt.
Schumer.
They are such BSers. The contempt. Remember last week when we were going through the jobs that people had respect for, and only 11% of the people surveyed said they had respect for members of Congress. I think that was or politicians.
Well, look
in general.
What happens.
And this
they
is
get
it.
Elected. They yeah. promise everybody everything. They all try to act as like, you know, everyday man as possible, and then they go in and then they just insulate themselves with a cash grab. It just yeah. it's.
So why do we pay any attention to them? That's the question, I guess.
Well, unfortunately, because they're the ones who are in charge.
So then, why
the
aren't we putting better
decisions?
People in charge? Why aren't we electing? Why aren't we getting
because
better
people,
to run?
For brand names. I live in the district of Adam Schiff. Adam Schiff should have been voted out years
ago.
Joke. But because he's got name recognition, it's like he just stays and he does nothing for the district. No return.
Mm-hmm. All right. The other observation I have is, again, nothing new to this except the numbers are becoming startling. The way homes are being priced and the way they're being priced out of the market for people like that are, well, all of your ages. I think, well, Jennifer, you own your own home. Jay, you own your own home. Victoria, you don't.
Nope.
I make reference to my two children who live in Los Angeles who both make good money, and they can't afford to buy a house there. And there are so many other places like that, and the houses are selling super quickly now, and most of them in most parts of the country are going for above asking price. That's mm-hmm. really what I find. There's a story of a couple that were together. They were living in an 1,100-square-foot home about 10 years. They had a child, and they felt cramped, so they went out house hunting. And they spent a lot of time looking for their dream home. And they came across a picture of a house they really liked. It was kind of a farm home, that sort of thing. The price was right, but it was not what they saw online wasn't really what it was like bait and switch. Beautiful kitchen, all that stuff. So they went to visit the house. It was a mobile home. So,
I believe it. It happens yeah. all the time. Yeah. And then there's still a not a debate. People are still bidding to
yeah.
get
bid
a
them
place.
Up. Oh, yeah.
Even with bait and switches.
Yeah.
You have people it's, that want to come, all cash offer. They want to flip it.
And by the way, the double-digit price increases and bidding wars have got hotter even as COVID has kind of relaxed a little bit. Whatever is causing it, and maybe it's supply and demand. I haven't gotten a real bottom line answer to that question. What has all of a sudden, that's kind of like the employment picture. We had 8.5 million jobs that went away during the COVID thing. And where did those 8.5 million people go? Yeah, I get that some people retired and blah, blah, but they all of them didn't. Where'd they go? And yeah,
it's a shifting landscape. It's very bizarre.
Well, it's like quicksand, Victoria.
Yeah.
In terms of the landscape, trying to buy a house, and if you pay crazy numbers, what happens in 2 years if the market gets soft? I'm doing
well.
What
isn't
I said.
That what happened with the Fannie Mae and the Freddie Mac stuff? The stuff
yeah,
was people were getting mortgages they couldn't.
They
couldn't afford. And
yep.
everybody's underwater, right.
Yeah.
And then everything just, it's a one foreclosure after another. I hope we don't get into that again because people are paying astronomical prices. And I live on the Jersey
great
Shore, so
seller,
it's always, you know, if you're on the anything waterfront, you're always going to pay more. And the prices are insane. I mean, they're just like, it's, I don't know, they're just stupid. But there was a new report that came out over the weekend. I don't know if this is sort of what you were referencing about millennials and home ownership.
In
and
part, yes. I saw 30, two or three things. That's one of them, yeah.
Yeah, 36% of millennials say that their student debt is preventing them from owning a home. Yep. And so 45% of them said that saving for a down payment is their top priority, but they're not able to buy anything yet. The rents are super, super high right now. That's also preventing people from being able to save for the down payment. I mean, the barrier for many, many people is the down payment, is just being able to save. You know, that's the number one thing.
Yeah, mm-hmm.
Absolutely. And 10% doesn't help because you've got the PMI then that gets added on.
Yeah.
So it's basically it's 20% down or else, you know, you're not really going to be able to afford a home. And,
yep. And how can you afford to save that when rent prices are so high? It's just tough.
All right. So a related focus here, back to the jobs, back to people who have a job, people who are looking for jobs, people who are leaving their jobs, the data that has been published over the last couple of days about our workforce suggests that there are only two states, Colorado and Pennsylvania, that saw the people who were quitting their jobs or the share of workers who left their jobs declining in the last month or so. Colorado's rate went from, it went down to 3.5% from 4%. Pennsylvania's dropped to 2.4% from 2.7%. But if you look at the other states, like the specific there's data from 22 states that saw the a number of people quitting their jobs climb significantly as the labor shortage charged forward. And this is because they can go get a better job because the pay is better. So they leave the low-end job and they become sort of mid-level employees. Georgia and Kentucky and North Dakota
I don't know what's going on in New Hampshire. They are leading the charge. That the quit
4%.
Rate. 4%. 4.5% up from 2.9. That's just. And now this is also this report came out on Friday, and this is using November data. So this was right as Omicron was starting to take hold. So they said that when you look maybe at this type of report for the next month, it might actually even show more people quitting because of Omicron. So it's the virus has really just
it's
like month to month.
Are they going to better jobs or are they just quitting and going away? And do they have support government programs?
We don't know that yet. I mean, they could be quitting and instead getting a job that it's full-time work from home. But
we created habits, too, where people are just wanting to stay home and jump out of the workforce.
Yep.
So,
well, a lot of by the way, driving across the country, a lot of tributes to Meatloaf, who passed away. We talked about that on our podcast last Friday. You can get the podcast at djvshow.com or wherever you get your podcasts. It's 18 past the hour.
Rob tried to manage his constipation with belly pain, discomfort, and bloating day after day. After realizing it was irritable bowel syndrome with constipation or IBS-C, he found another way and finally said yes to adding Linzess.
Linzess, or linaclotide, is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. Linzess works differently than laxatives. It lets you have more frequent and complete bowel movements and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually. Do not give Linzess to children less than 2 years old. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. There could be more to your story with IBS-C. Talk to a doctor today. Say yes to Linzess. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS. Sponsored by Abbey and Ironwood Pharmaceuticals.
Deep breaths.
Mai's virtual meditation studio has never been busier.
Imagine not working.
They need a remote assistant to realign their scheduling.
Blank calendar. Sorry, back to your breath.
Indeed can help them hire great people fast.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. Make calls, schedule virtual interviews, and talk to candidates right from your employer dashboard. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
Getting a new ride is fun. Shopping online for a new car, not so much. Stop doing the same car search over and over again on multiple sites and try Autotempest.com. See all the cars with one easy search. Our powerful search engine scours all the top car shopping sites, giving you instant results so you can easily browse all the listings with one search. Whether a dream ride, a family hauler, or a work truck, let us help you find your next ride. Autotempest.com. All the cars, one search.
complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
We are GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. We've got listeners, lots of them. Around the world, around the clock, our listeners do what listeners do. They listen. And you know what listeners got? Needs. Needs for your products, your services, and money to buy those needs. With our network of over 1,000 radio stations, streaming on the web, and our satellite transmissions, we're reaching our listeners with quality conservative programming. But there's something our listeners don't have. Your offer to meet their needs. Any business needs buyers. But if our listeners don't hear your message, they're still going to buy what they need, just not from your business. So let's fix this. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message for our GCN listeners. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email. advertise@gcnlive.com.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
What is going on? It's 23 after the hour here on the DJV program. Doug Steffen with Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan, and Jay Kirshner. So as part of what is trending, we were just talking a quick bit about what is happening. This is not usually we talk about personalities and Hollywood celebs here, but the business of what's going on in Ukraine. Notice I didn't say the Ukraine, ladies.
I'm so grateful for that, Ukraine. By the way.
Are you really?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Okay.
We don't say
anyway,
the Canada either, so
no,
good job.
The, well, we do say
the
United
States.
Iraq,
though.
Yeah, anyway, the essence of the invasion, to invade or not to invade, that seems to be on lots of people's minds, Jay. I don't know if you asked a question about it or not, but I think probably, I guess the question that I have is how will it affect or would it affect us, and it really wouldn't.
Well, let me help you with the question.
War.
What should the United States do? Something, nothing, a little bit of something? That's maybe a better question, because the question should the invasion happen or not, I think it's kind of a gimme. I mean, obviously the answer is no, the invasion should not happen.
No, of course.
So maybe what our response should be is a question, because there's stories over the weekend that Biden's considering sending 3,000 to 5,000 troops. There's already some movement in the sea, getting people closer offshore, that kind of stuff. So, that's really what, should we get involved? Do we not get involved? That's probably the money question.
So, but under the circumstances, when you look at, the getting involved one way or another, what is 3,000 to 5,000 troops going to do against 100,000?
It's just support for NATO. Not. I don't think that's
a
meaningful number.
Does NATO have troops?
NATO, NATO is the one. That's Biden's whole thing, is that we're supporting NATO, and whatever they need, we're going to beef them up. And it's sort of like, I think pushing it off on them rather than us taking it on, directly.
Mm-hmm. Well, we're pretty good at that. Getting involved in messing things up. All right. So, Jay, what else is trending that's important?
That's important. Well, how do I follow?
How do we transition?
Like, I know. From possibility of battle and war to some celebrity gossip. That just seems awkward. But Pete Davidson and Colin Jost are going to buy a Staten Island ferry boat.
Yeah.
Actually, no, they did buy it. They did, yes. It was the John F. Kennedy. It's a decommissioned ferry boat.
them, along with Manhattan real estate broker and comedy club owner Paul Italia, spent a little over $250,000, and they have these grand plans to make it pretty much like the hottest nightclub in New York
City. So here's why that's a good idea. So you just said $250,000 to buy that boat. That's nothing in this scheme of, like, how much you'd have to pay for New York real estate. So
it's a 300-foot boat.
Yeah, yeah, if you can get, like, if you can get a liquor license up there going on,
oh, yeah,
you are going to be cool.
That's what it's going to be. It's going to be a bar and a restaurant. And, yeah, I think it's a smart move.
I think that the next thing
right now is finding a shipyard that they can tow it to store until they can get different.
They need to get it
get it up and running.
Yeah, yep. They can bring it to Groton, New London. There's any number of places that you can take something like that to get it rehabbed. It really is. Bring it down. They may have to bring it down to Pascagoula. Is that how you pronounce it, Mississippi? Pascagoula. I think it's Pascagoula.
I don't think it's going anywhere because this was built in 1965, and so it has mechanical failures in both of the engines. So I think this is going to be towed somewhere in the New York area, Long Island maybe, and that's going to be as far as it goes. And then it'll get, you know, retrofitted.
Well, are they going to? Is it going to be a moving
target? It's going to be stationary.
In essence, it's going to be just stationed.
No, it'll be stationary.
I think it would be much better if they could take it out into New York Harbor. And you can watch the jets taking off from JFK.
Wouldn't that be cool?
Like
that. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, but this is a big boat, and that's a crowded space. So, yeah, that's a different – that's not why they bought it. It's been decommissioned, so that's why it was so cheap. But I think good for them. That's a. It's, I think it's a great business venture. They're both from Staten Island, you know.
Oh, why they are?
Yeah.
And so who's Pete Davidson's date going to be on the first night?
I think Kim Kardashian, right?
Really?
If they're still together, yeah.
I thought that he was seeing somebody else. Didn't he, Miley Cyrus or something?
No.
Nothing to that?
They're just friends. They're just friends.
Played the Plutonic Friends. 28 right. After the hour.
These may be uncertain times, but what is certain is that every family needs a reliable thermometer. Protect your family with the Exogen Temporal Scanner, the only home thermometer used and recommended by hospitals, physicians, and clinics. Stay safe with Exogen.
The weather can be unpredictable. Be prepared with windshield wipers that can handle anything. Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades are real-world proven for extreme weather performance, lasting 2 times longer than other blades. New Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades, only available at Walmart.
Angie's List is now Angie, and caring for your home just got easier. Whether you need help with routine maintenance or a dream remodel, Angie makes it easy to see reviews, compare quotes, and connect with top local pros who can get the job done right. Plus, you can see upfront pricing and instantly book hundreds of projects. No phone tabs, just the work you need done at a time that works for you. Angie's got your to-do list covered from start to finish. Book your next home project today at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com.
I'm Al Simon, 91 years young. I created Balance 7 20 years ago. At 67, I went to see the doctor for the first time in my life and found out that I had medical problems. He told me that was normal for my age. I don't believe God intended us to be sick and old. I decided to find something to bring my health back. For 10 years, I studied pH and how important it is to the human system. Balance 7 gave me back what I lost by getting older. I no longer get out of bed with a joint discomfort. Balance 7 can do for you what it has done for me and many others. In 3 days' time, you'll feel more energy, less joint discomfort, and clarity of thinking. No doctor or hospital can do what Balance 7 can do for you. Balance 7 is the key to unlocking the healthy immune system. Bring your body back to balance.
Order now. Receive free shipping with the code word AL. Go to balance7.com. That's balance7.com. Order now and get your free shipping and a free gift with your order. Go to balance7.com. Use the code word AL.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin has placed about 8,500 troops on heightened preparedness to deploy to Eastern Europe in case NATO activates its rapid response force over a possible Russian invasion of the Ukraine. No decision has been made to deploy U.S. forces. Spokesperson John Kirby at the Pentagon Lectern.
The Department of Defense maintains significant combat-capable forces forward in Europe to deter aggression and enhance the alliance's ability to defend allies and defeat aggression if necessary.
Judges have approved a request for a special grand jury. Georgia Fulton County District Attorney Fannie Willis, in a letter to Superior Court Chief Judge Christopher Brasher, claims she has received information indicating a reasonable probability that the state of Georgia's administration of elections in 2020 was subject to possible criminal disruptions. The special grand jury is to be seated May 2nd for a period of up to 1 year. USA Radio News.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
President Biden met with his cabinet Monday to discuss inflation. Biden says a lack of competition over the decades is why Americans are paying an extra $5,000 a year more than they did under the previous administration.
Back in July, I signed, as you all know, an executive order to promote competition and build an economy that works for everybody, not just a few. And the competition results in lower prices for families. Competition results in fair wages for workers. And as you all know, competition encourages companies to innovate. But what we've seen over the last few decades is less competition and more concentration that literally holds the economy back. And in too many industries, a handful of giant companies dominate the entire market. And we see it in big ag. I need not tell the Secretary of Agriculture that. He's forgotten more about this than I know. And big tech and big pharma. The list goes on. Rather than competing for customers, they're consuming the competitors. And rather than doing what they should be doing, they're doing the opposite, having a negative impact. All told, between generating higher prices and lower wages, lack of competition cost the median American family household, according to a study done at NYU, $5,000 a year.
Lance Pry, USA Radio News.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
The American Family Farmer Podcast.
Emma Lindbergh is here, Senior Director of Education and Programming at National Farmers Union.
We see a lot of folks who are new to farming, who are just starting out in their operation, still looking for those resources to help them get up and running. They just love the opportunity to network with other farmers and either learn what farmers are doing. Maybe it's something that they could apply to their own farm.
Get the podcast at AmericanFamilyFarmerShow.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
34 half the hour now on the DJV program. Hi, Doug Steffen with Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan, Jay Kirshner here in what started off as an experiment. Maybe it was an experiment in terror when I first started doing the syndicated morning program in October of 1988. There was nobody listening. And it took a while to get listeners. And I suppose in a manner of speaking, it was that experiment in terror. It was, you know, thinking, am I listening to myself? And is that it? Am I going to have listeners? Is this ever going to develop? And so here we are 30-some-odd years later, and we have the likes of Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan, and Jay Kirshner, and all of you. I got a kick out of it as I was driving through the Finger Lakes region last night coming back here. I was listening to our stations that are there. It's kind of fun to listen to the station, although we weren't on the air at the time. Just listening to the stations and how they approach things. It's really kind of fun to hear what different, speaking about experiments, what different things are working for different stations. Here's something that is important for parents. And I guess, Jay, you'd be on the top of the list here about this recall. Do you use a pacifier for Mac?
No, Mac never had one.
Never had one. Okay. Is that the case now? Because I'm not in the babying department. I don't know. I don't think that my son has a pacifier for... I suppose if you're breastfeeding, you don't need a pacifier, right?
I think it comes a little bit later. I don't think you use it right away, right?
No, some parents will use one. It's really up to the baby if they want to take it or not. But some parents will use one. Pacifiers have been linked to... my brain is not working, but not causing SIDS, but fighting against SIDS. A lot of times babies who sleep with a pacifier, they won't suffer sudden infant death syndrome. But again, it goes to the baby. The parent can say all they want that they don't want to use a pacifier, that they do want to use a pacifier, but it's up to the kid whether they want one or not. It's not that we tried not to have Mac have one. He just never took to one. He hated it.
There's a recall on a pacifier called Frigg. F-R-I-G-G. Is that a brand you're familiar with, Jay?
I've never heard of it, no.
Never? 334,000 of them have been called back in because there's a danger of the baby using it choking, which would be kind of
The little nipple part. Yeah, this is what's really scary. The little nipple part can pop off and go right into the kid's mouth and they can swallow.
Great.
Yeah.
There you go.
And then the parent, how would they know if they weren't...
Who's in charge of quality control at this place? I'd say that it had the right name, Frigg. Maybe we should add a few letters to that. It looks like every other pacifier, but apparently they have some little slit or something in the middle of it that comes, as you suggested, Victoria, comes off.
Scary.
They come in two sizes.
Yeah.
Right. That's got to be a parent's worst. Well, SIDS is really a parent's worst nightmare, isn't it? When you think about what happens with a baby that... seems normal.
Yeah, and a lot of times it's accidental suffocation because there was something in the crib with the baby that shouldn't have been there and the baby rolled into it, or the baby was put on their stomach and they couldn't turn their head. And again, mm-hmm. since usually the cause is accidental suffocation one way or another.
Mark Cuban in the news today. I like him a lot. There's something about him and his personality. Maybe it's because we've gotten to know him so well on Shark Tank. I think all those people, even Mr. Wonderful, there's a likability factor. And the lady that's a real estate lady, what's her name? She doesn't always
Barbara
appear.
Corcoran. She's my least favorite.
Yeah, she is too.
I just don't like her personality.
I'm just such a fan of this show. You're such a fan.
I do. I like the show.
I love the show.
It helps people. It's great drama. I like the way the folks that are on the panel interact with each other. Sometimes they don't like each other. Sometimes they have great fun with each other. But it's just, it's a
like
nice.
It teaches people that, like, it. Being
business.
Know, like a little ingenuity is still important.
Yeah, right, exactly. Right. Anyway, so Cuban is now taking on the big drug stores, Walgreens, CVS, Rite Aid, and apparently he's taking a shot at Amazon because they have their own now discount e-commerce pharmacy. This is the worst. I got to tell you something. Driving across the eastern half of the country from Des Moines back to Boston over the last couple of days, and seeing the number of trucks, the prime trailer trucks are everywhere. And when you go across the country, there are big signs in front of these huge buildings that are being built at intersections of the highways that are these, they're not necessarily elaborate, but they certainly are huge tributes to Amazon and what people are doing to our economic system. And I say that because maybe it sounds accusatory, because I think it is. In this circumstance with Cuban, the Cost Plus Drug Company has debuted a service after establishing its pharmacy benefit manager operation. They're trying to shield consumers from inflated drug prices. And it's like everything else. The drug mm-hmm. prices keep going. Look at the God-blessed television, every spot break, and radio, too, now. all of these pharmaceutical ads. These people are spending literally billions of dollars to get you hooked on whatever drug it is.
And they look so happy after they get
them.
Take the drug and look, they count and dance. There's butterflies.
Yeah, and like, they count on people going into their doctor saying, hey, can you prescribe me blah, blah,
Eliquis.
Blah? And then the doctor's okay, sure.
Yeah, give me Eliquis. You're right, exactly.
But I actually think that and this is called the Mark Cuban Cost Plus, I actually think that this is one of the most important stories of the day, if not of the week, because the numbers that they put out over the weekend in terms of what the retail of these drugs are going to be is unreal.
In comparison to what they cost at the drugstore. So he's going to have his own drugstore, in essence. That's what we're talking about.
Well, he's cut out the middleman, basically. Mm-hmm. So this is a cash business, so they don't even accept insurance. And the reason that they don't take insurance or prescription plans is because they say that you even using a prescription plan, you end up paying so much more money, and everything is so inflated that you may think, oh, well, I've got insurance, and so this is going to be
cheap.
Save
the $10.
But overall. And so, but the thing that's really impressive, so this, you know, the leukemia drug that's sort of been talked about, I can't even pronounce it. It's LMATINIB. It's the worst name ever. But it's a really important drug, and it's just under $9,700 a month.
Imatinib.
For $9,700 a month is the retail price through Mark Cuban's thing. It's $47.
It tells you something about what a bunch of greedy bastards the drug companies become.
The thing that's really and the thing that he stressed is that 18 million Americans recently said that they were unable to pay for at least one prescription medicine. And 1 in 10 Americans have skipped doses to save money. I think what he's doing is so incredibly important.
Super. He's a wonderful
American.
Well, and
don't you think, think about, like, doctors will just prescribe whatever drug company is coming to woo them,
right? They're not concerned about the price. They're not paying for it.
Right, so they're not going to look for cheaper alternatives. You know, I do a morning show in Los Angeles, and I had someone call in because we've been talking a lot about insurance and hospitals and all of this stuff because California is considering universal health care for legal and illegal citizens of California, right?
Of course.
It's going to charge everyone an extra $12,000 a year in taxes, which is great, but... we had a listener call in, and he said, you know, I just went through this really expensive surgery, and he said, I went through the statement, and he said they charged about $2 million for the surgery that this guy had. He said it wasn't anything, you know, crazy. It was a pretty simple, standard surgery. By the time it was done, his insurance company had bid down the rate that the hospital was charging to just over $100,000. They paid that. He paid a couple of $1,000 in, like, his copay or whatever. But he said, how often is this happening where hospitals are not usually, and this would go for other big medical giants. If they're charging so much and then they bid down from $2 million to $100,000, they write that all off as bad debt, which is why hospitals and all these big medical providers pay nothing in taxes.
You know, that's a very interesting, I don't think I've ever thought about it that way.
Isn't that interesting? I know. It was like eye-opening for me. I'm like, that's exactly what
they
do. That's how they get around it.
Look at your league. Look at the Medicare statement that you get. I look at mine when I go to the doctor. I have some kind of treatment. The doctor, for example, my physical was $400 charge, and Medicare paid $185 for it, which is all it's worth because it's a half hour. Why is it worth $400?
So you're stuck footing the bill for the rest.
No. They just don't pay.
No, this is the point. Medicare or whoever your insurance company is bids down the doctor or the hospital's rate. So, like, this guy was charged $2 million for a surgery. His insurance company went in and negotiated it down to $100,000 just over, and he paid the copay on the rest. But that amount of money, so the difference, $1.9 million?
Yeah.
Is written off by the hospitals as bad debt, which counts against them, which is why they're not ever paying taxes, because they're using that bad debt as a deduction.
This is a scam from the entire medical industry
when you think about it.
It's a racket. Everything is a racket. Everybody is getting played by everybody. And God bless people like
that. That's why I love that Cuban. Mark Cuban did this. He's like, look, this is going to be full transparency. You're going to pay cash, but you know what? You're going to pay $47 instead of $97.
Can you imagine?
And you're
going to
pay $8 for medication.
Yeah. Take that one example. I'm sure it's an extreme, but even as it, remember that no good SOB that took over the drug
Pharma
company?
Bro.
Remember him a couple of years ago, whatever that story was?
Pharma Bro.
And you
for the
see,
AIDS medication. Yeah.
Right. $9,600 a month is the retail price, which admittedly probably most people wouldn't pay. But if it only costs $47 through Cuban's new Cost Plus, you know, he should set up offices in Costco or something, you know. And I wonder, when I first
I
saw
this, I think this is going to take off, yeah.
Ah, it would be fabulous. Yep. He's a very smart guy. I thought at first when I looked at it, it was a Shark Tank thing. That's why I mentioned Shark Tank to me, but it's not. It's his own thing, his own deal. But he's very, very
smart. About disrupting the marketplace. I mean, that's what he's good at.
Him.
And this is, yeah, this is undercutting everybody. I mean, this is...
Yeah.
I hope it catches on. I hope people use
Me
it.
Too.
You can go right to the website and you can look it up and just you buy your drugs, whatever your prescription is, you submit it, and it's a cash business.
Yep.
I think it's fantastic.
Speaking of cash, there's a 555-carat black diamond that is has been unveiled at Sotheby's. Did
sounds
you see
amazing.
This? Huh?
This is
that
the one from
amazing.
Space.
I did. I
yeah.
did see it. It's beautiful. And, Doug, you know, my birthday is coming, so I'm just saying.
It's worth, what, $5 million, $6 million, $8 million, whatever the heck it is they're going to
As
put
am
it
I.
Up.
Go ahead.
Right. Yeah. Yes, you are. You're worth your weight in gold, Jennifer. So, anyway, this is going to be exhibited in Dubai. It's in Los Angeles now, apparently. Why do they call them black diamonds? I know what it means.
Because it's black. That's the color.
It's black. Oh. It's dark black.
Yeah.
Too. It's really pretty.
Well, what?
Yeah.
It's like coal.
Yeah, it's really pretty.
It's a piece of coal. Oh, it's, it's carbonite. It's a coal. It's what are you with? You're going to pay $6 million, $8 million for a piece of coal?
Well, isn't
that's
this
all
the one
diamonds
that's from
are
space,
anyway.
Though? Yeah, but isn't this the one from space?
Yeah, it came from space. Yeah.
Okay. Well, there you go. I mean, that's
no,
it has the same
still,
properties as like a meteorite.
Not only because
like
some fool
stuff.
Wants to pay that money to give it to some woman. Because she wants
this
to
is not
diamond.
Something you could ever wear as jewelry. It's way too big. You
They'll
could
cut
never
it
use this.
Yeah,
but if, as soon as you cut into it, then it's, you know. Strap it to your head, Jen. Diamond bonnet.
You could put it in your bra, I suppose.
Yep. Carry it right there in the center.
Yeah. All right. Don't call HR on me, please, Victoria, will you?
Just Jen is HR. She wants the diamond.
Right?
Yep.
Yeah. 48 past the hour.
The weather can be unpredictable. Be prepared with windshield wipers that can handle anything. Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades are real-world proven for extreme weather performance, lasting 2 times longer than other blades. New Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades, only available at Walmart.
These may be uncertain times, but what is certain is that every family needs a reliable thermometer. Protect your family with the Exergen Temporal Scanner, the only home thermometer used and recommended by hospitals, physicians, and clinics. Stay safe with Exergen.
Angie's List is now Angie, and caring for your home just got easier. Whether you need help with routine maintenance or a dream remodel, Angie makes it easy to see reviews, compare quotes, and connect with top local pros who can get the job done right. Plus, you can see upfront pricing and instantly book hundreds of projects. No phone tabs, just the work you need done at a time that works for you. Angie's got your to-do list covered from start to finish. Book your next home project today at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson. Are you over the age of 60 and been diagnosed with lung cancer? If so, you and your family may qualify for a cash award. Our experienced attorneys are standing by to evaluate whether you have a lung cancer claim that qualifies you for a cash award. The consultation is absolutely free, and there is no risk and no money out of pocket. We only receive a fee when we secure you and your family a settlement. 250,000 people are diagnosed with lung cancer every year. You're not alone in this battle. We can help make sure that you and your family are financially safe and that medical expenses are covered. Again, if you've been diagnosed with lung cancer and are over age 60, call now. Don't delay. There are deadlines for filing claims. We're standing by 24/7. Call us at 1-855-380-4220. 1-855-380-4220. That's 1-855-380-4220. Attorney Advertising. William Stepacker Jr. is the attorney responsible for this ad. Main office, Grant, Pennsylvania. May not be available in all states.
If you love them enough to turn off your music and pretend like their music is your music.
Ah, this is mommy's jam.
Then surely you'll check nhtsa.gov/the right seat to make sure they're in the right car seat.
Let's play it again.
Check today at nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ag Council.
For over 20 years, Extendivite has been helping people. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. Glad I found this product. I am 51 years old and started getting headaches a couple of times a week. I went to the doctor and my blood pressure was a little high at around 150 over 95. I found out about Extendivite and I ordered some to try it. Immediately, I felt better and it lowered my blood pressure and my headaches went away almost instant. I have been taking it now for about 4 months and I am so glad I found this product. You won't be disappointed. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422. Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
After the hour now here on the DJB program. Normally Tommy the K is here from the Money Pit Home Improvement Radio program, but he hurt himself skiing or something. I don't know, but he's not here. Always time for some good food news. Frozen spinach. Attention, Kmart shoppers or whatever. Can you get food in Kmart? You pretty much can get it everywhere else.
I think all Kmart's closed.
Yeah,
they're closed. Yeah.
All right, I'm right up on top of that stuff. The FDA, the fools in the Drug Administration, issued a frozen spinach recall this weekend. Chopped spinach sold at all the grocery stores, I think, right, in several states, has listeria.
Yeah, all the Lidl, you know, the Lidl stores, L-I-D-L.
I don't know them. Yeah.
They have a bunch of them that just opened here in New Jersey where I am. I believe they're either the competition to Aldi or
maybe
they're owned by them. But I think they might be the competition. Yeah.
That's why they spell it almost, you know, a bunch of letters all together. What do they
it's
mean?
It's weird. Lidl. Yeah.
Right. Yeah. Aldi and Lidl. Anyway, Georgia, South Carolina, North Carolina, Virginia, Maryland, Delaware, New Jersey, New York, Pennsylvania, people listening to us there, look out for frozen spinach. No matter where it comes from, just bring it back. You're going to look at the box and try to figure it out. Just bring it back and get your money back. That's all. This is the stuff that comes in the steam. The new way of cooking these veggies is in a steam pouch. And you put them in the microwave, and they come out, you know, all supposedly yummy.
It's
and
so bad for you. You're cooking plastic into your food.
Yeah, into the food.
It's so bad. I know it's convenient, but, like, how did we live before we could just, you know, you could boil
you're
spinach
to sound
in a
like
pot?
Me. You said I sounded like an old curmudgeon when I started grousing
about. Well, I'm anti-plastic.
But also the sauteed spinach on the stovetop, it's just as easy, and it's minutes.
Exactly.
It takes minutes.
Frozen spinach is very easy. You can't really mess it up. It's, yeah, and it's so much healthier. Plus, you're not buying, and that's the thing. We're cooking plastic into our food in the microwave, and then we're throwing that plastic out, and it ends up in the ocean and gets broken down into microplastics that are too small to collect, and then fish eat them, and then we eat the fish. I mean, we're eating plastic on every end of the food chain. It's all we're doing.
All right. How much plastic is in M&M's?
Probably some. I don't know, but probably.
M&M's, I don't understand. Well, maybe I'll figure this out. You'll probably have to help me.
Oh, the Mars, TV commercial M&M's, yes.
Right. They are ditching high heels for sneakers in the redesign of the ad.
Right.
To make characters current and more representative of our consumers.
You know the little cartoon M&Ms that are always around at Christmas time, or they're always, you know, in different commercials? Well, the green M&M is the lady M&M, and so they've gotten, you know, she's no longer wearing high heels. But the funny thing is, at first when I saw this, I was like, okay, is M&M's just trying to be, like, a little too woke? But no, actually, the sale, the retail numbers back this up. Before the pandemic, sales were seriously declining in high heels, and then the pandemic hit, and then, you know, that's the last thing that anybody wanted to buy. So it really is just more current to have her wearing sneakers, because that's what everyone else wears.
Well, let's see. But M&M's and all those others, there's a different. I bought Miles. Well, I actually got one for everybody. At Christmas time, they had these great big candy kisses, the Hershey's kisses. They weigh a pound. Mm-hmm. Have you seen those?
Yeah. Fun for parents to have to break off a chunk.
Well, that's why I got it. I always like to. Megan expects me to stir the pot. So I don't want to disappoint her. So I get things for Miles that she may not approve of. And I get, you know, like the chocolate stuff is a big box. And as soon as Miles saw it, his eyes lit up.
I'm sure.
Yeah. You know, wow, look at that, Gramps.
As much as his head. Yeah. I'm sure. How many things has he broken with the flying orb?
I think he broke a few vases, and that was the last time he was in the house.
That's exactly how I pictured that going, too.
He got moved outside.
Yeah.
Okay. Safeway Supermarkets announcing in Washington, Phil, where you are, that they are running out of items that are usually, you know, common things, veggies, fresh vegetables, turkey, chicken, milk. This is at a Safeway supermarket in Washington. Well, I guess all around the Washington area.
It must be the one. I went to college in D.C. There's one Safeway that's in Georgetown, and every single time that there's any inclement weather, the shelves go barren. It doesn't have to be a pandemic. Doesn't have to be a major snowstorm. It's like a rain. You know, if it's going to rain, then the shelves get completely emptied, and everyone calls it the Soviet Safeway because there's nothing on the shelves.
But the other side of the argument. Is that maybe
it's
the one?
It's got to be the same one that I used
but
to shop at.
I took the info from here, the info on how much people are spending per week at the grocery store. The average U.S. household before the pandemic was $141 a week. Now it's up to $161 and going up rapidly. That's something that's food for thought. But we all know it. We got to figure out what to do about it, right? 59 after the hour here.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork. You know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big, bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.